There he is. That's Ted Jankin, Oxygen Financial, making his weekly stop. Interesting topic that he has today. As we announced last week, Steve is pregnant.
Yeah. Well,
we just thought he was putting on weight.
Now, I am suffering. There's a condition where a man carries all the symptoms of a pregnancy and the wife doesn't.
It's called laziness.
It's called being alone.
No, it's I upon finding out, was like, because she looks at this app every week that tells me what's going on. And in week 10, which is the week we're in, we're growing elbows. We're growing ankles. And we're also have the eyes are there, but they're closed. And we have indentions for ears. These are the things that are going on right now. So I know every week how it's growing. It's starting to freak me out.
Well, an official congratulations to you. I'm very happy for you.
I appreciate the congratulations because I did it on purpose. I got my wife pregnant in a month and a half. So, yeah. Thank you.
So you feel good about yourself.
I feel damn good. My swimmers, my guys kick ass. They crack an egg.
Little Phelpsies.
Yeah, they're Phelps.
So here's the bad news.
What's the bad news?
Well, the bad news is it's going to cost you a boatload of money. And this is, we need to start giving you advice now about what to do money-wise, right? But even before the baby comes, there are things that you need to do and you need to be thinking about now.
I've got a pen out. I'm actually going to write down what you said.
All right, let's talk first things first here about...
Sell off a Mustang. Check.
I already did that. Yeah, for those of you that think that I've taken my sack and thrown it out a window, that's why I did it. I knew my wife was pregnant and she's looking at the car going, that's a lot of money sitting in a garage. And I was like, oh, God, she's right. You know, so I had to let the Stang go.
Don't they have a Nissan minivan or something like that you can replace it for?
Nissan does have a minivan, but I refuse to endorse that vehicle at this point in time. I still want to be a man.
Soccer mom carrier right there.
Yeah.
So how expensive is it going to be?
It's going to cost you minimum, just even before college, just forget about it, especially at your income level. It's going to cost you about $350,000. Just to raise the child.
Before college?
And the way that you spend during holiday season, it might cost $500,000.
That's really all I got to deal with, because by the time my kid's in college, I'll be deceased.
Half a million dollars for the kid, right? Yeah. Up until 18.
Up until 18, and this is without college.
No, you said 350. You didn't say half a million.
No, I said 350, but the way that you spend during birthdays and holidays, because I know your patterns, it's going to be more like $500,000.
He puts that in the Oxygen Financial software.
And it spit it out.
There's an algorithm for it.
My wife and my in-laws are trying to curtail my spending.
No, it's not going to happen. You see, every parent wants to believe
they do
they're not going
believe.
To spend a lot of money on their kid, but they will. You know, parents a lot of times say, well, I worked hard for my money. I'm going to be much more difficult on my kid when I raise him. I'm not going to give him this. I'm not going to give him that. Until it comes time for that, and then they give it to him.
So let's just say $350,000. You say a half a million for him because of the way he spends.
Oh, yeah.
So you have people that come to you. I mean, because everybody just thinks, oh, I got Oxygen Financial for my 401k or for my stocks, my bonds. You know, I just inherited all this money. I've got $5 million. What do I do with it? My taxes and stuff. So do people come to you about this stuff?
They do. Like, think about this, Jason. One of the first things Steve's got to consider is he going to stay in Castleberry Hills or not?
No.
Well, I'm just saying this is a decision.
He'll get
right
shot
now.
In a week.
I want my kid to experience Atlanta public schools.
Good luck with
I
that.
I can't even say that with a straight face. Yes, I'm going to have to. You know, all my Intel neighbors love me. They don't want me to go, but I think I'm going to have to go.
But think about this big money decision. That either means that he has to sell the house,
yeah,
and there's going to be a cost to sell it and move the stuff. Or if he keeps it and he's thinking about renting it, then he's got to come up with a whole other set of cash to put a down payment when he gets out to Alpha-tucky.
Yeah, but that's okay. So
Alpha-tucky.
That's minuscule. Compare versus what are like the nuts and bolts of what people have to spend. I mean, you got the hospital bills, of course, right?
Yeah, and usually insurance will cover that, but it's important that you have the right insurance. And remember, as soon as the baby's born, there's maternity leave, and then Steve, of course, is going to take paternity leave. You're going to take your 12 weeks, right?
Yeah, I need that. I need 12 weeks.
But
my
it's
God.
Unpaid.
Wait, no, it's unpaid.
Guys get... that?
Oh, of course
the stress
do.
Of yes. this
it's equal now.
Oh my Jesus. God, the world we live in, a man should get time off too.
But guys don't get paid, women do, right?
No, neither do.
Really?
Well, yeah, that's one of the big debates they're having now in the whole election is about getting paid for maternity or paternity leave, but right now you don't.
You should.
You can take the leave and you can use vacation time, but you don't get paid to take the leave.
Well, there was once a time that guys didn't get that, right?
Well, there wasn't even paternity leave. It didn't even exist. It was just maternity leave, but now it's more equalized.
I'm looking for a couple of days, but if you guys want to come out to the house and we do some live shows with little baby Southside,
I'd like that.
Yeah, we could do that, but I don't really need the time off.
But one of the big expenses to be thinking about is daycare. A lot of families don't look at the cost of daycare, or some people get an au pair, which you might want to get.
My love and pairs.
They had au pairs. See, Amanda,
especially Irish ones.
Amanda grew up with, I don't want to say servants or whatever, but she had people like
slaves.
She had like a little nanny. Her parents were both, you know, had
right.
good jobs, and she had somebody take care of
but
her.
But for a family, that can run a couple of $1,000 a month.
Yeah.
Just for daycare alone, let alone the addition of food, clothing, bedding, all the other items that will go into just having a child.
And yeah, but you know that he's already thought about that aspect of it because it's expensive. So he's going to pawn the kid off on the parents. And
damn right. You're good so far, Billy. I thought of all that
stuff. That's why he's going to try to find a house as close to Johns Creek as possible.
Yeah.
So he can be as close to the Bacalars so they can, you know, be free.
Ted, you're not even out of the woods. That kid will spend a couple of days over at your place. Everybody's going
to
get a shot.
We'd be happy to have him over. We need a weekend.
As long as Bailey has less than three dogs, I'll let him have a shot at it. You know, I don't want five dogs. My kid's going to get bit by one of them.
I'm just going to put your kid Indian style on the middle of my floor and let him play with Milton.
Oh, no.
Kid come back with bite marks all over its face.
Bailey, why is he missing an ear?
All right, so out of the child care, which is extremely expensive for families.
That on anybody.
It's
everybody.
That's another debate.
That's so tough.
Something
on people.
Else that they're debating about now is making sure you get those costs down, because if you've got a family, especially a single mother or a single father,
it's hard.
And they have they don't have anybody to watch their kids, you know, and you got to go to it's pricey. So what else you got?
Jason, one of the big things that I see is if you have a dual income couple, right? Both of them are working full time, and now you've got a child that comes into the mix. One of the big questions will become, does one of the spouses or partners stay home? Does one work? Are they both going to work? Or how do you manage the shifts? And it's a big deal because
I think we know the answer to that.
I'll be working to the day I die.
You could have answered that before she was pregnant.
I will actually die in a studio on air. It will happen. That's how I'll go.
So Amanda's not going to go back to work after she has the kid?
Well, she hasn't started.
Oh, okay.
She did have a job when I met her.
Well, now you're going to have
okay.
She just doesn't have one now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she does. She's going to run a website company for me. That's it. That's what she does. So she's going to be a stay-at-home mommy, I guess.
Stay-at-home business owner.
Yes. Yes.
Sounds like you got it all figured out.
I got it all figured out.
Okay, so
what about the cost of the baby room? A lot of people don't consider this. They think it's going to cost nothing.
Oh, we already bought some paint.
Chairs, paint, the Yeah Come On mural that's going to go in the room, things like that. This all costs money.
I'm actually going to be selling Yeah Come On mobiles for children. I am. I mean, what kid doesn't want to have a Yeah Come On mobile above his head?
With your face just going round and round.
Yeah Come On. Mm. Yeah Come On. No, I've bought paint for the present bedroom now. We bought the paint. We're going to put in some... TruTech's going to help me do some stuff, and we're going to decorate a baby room.
That's fantastic.
I haven't bought a baby.
I can't wait to see all of your pictures from your bar gigs from 1990.
It'll be great. Yeah, there'll be bar gigs.
Hey, little baby Rickman, these are boobies.
And in the room where the child will sleep, there's only been two shootings since I've lived in Castleberry.
You better ask those guys to put bulletproof around that.
I'm just going to put up baby on board.
Ted, you haven't even mentioned what probably the most expensive part out of all this. And that is food.
Baby food. Well,
it's going to add somewhere in the nature of $300 to $500 a month into your budget.
At least. Whoa.
That's alone.
It's baby food. I mean, one of those
have
jars.
Have you priced out those little Gerber jars and stuff like that? They're expensive.
What are they, $3?
They eat a
and
lot.
And formula? But you know what formula costs?
Well, aren't we using breast juice? I mean, that's free. All I got to do is make sure Amanda's eating.
It's not free. Wait till you see all the equipment you have to buy and everything else. I've got three kids.
Yeah, you
got
to get a pump.
Bless my wife for going through it. It's expensive.
Oh. Yeah, you got to have a pump and juice those. You got to tap it.
All I wanted to do was bring a life into this world, you know? That's it.
I want to see pictures of that kid upside down and doing boob keg stands.
That would actually be pretty funny.
Plus, you have to think about the added expense you're going to have. See, most men don't realize you're going to go to the bottom of the totem pole quickly. And then you're going to spend extra money because you're going to need an outlet. outlet because you're not going to get the kind of attention that you got before. You're not. So.
No, I'm becoming a lot more humble. I already see signs of being last, and I've always been first. I'm first definitely to myself.
You know what's funny is after he announced this the other day, I already kind of knew. A couple weeks ago, I kind of put it all together.
Oh, were you with the selling of large things? And
I mean, I'm not an idiot. So
did you see me cry a couple times in studio?
I actually two or three weekends ago, I made a list of changes that'll take place, and I'm going to hold on to it. So when this whole thing is done, I'm going to see how many of them I'm right on. Guarantee I'll be right 90% of them.
Mm. I'm still going to do strip club gigs.
No, you won't.
See, I knew that was coming.
You would. You would.
Hey, my kid needs to realize it's okay if women take off their clothing to music.
And just take that cash and put it in a college education savings plan, yeah, and it'll work. That's a good trade-off.
Right.
In here. Get
right.
That cash and park it away.
Bring your kid with you. I think some of the places now have daycare.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Strip club daycare?
Hey, at least I know he'll grow up, you know.
And you know they all have experience having kids, so that's why they're there in the first place.
Stop. That's just wrong. No, Ted, you freaked me out. Thank you.
$500,000.
Don't worry. We got it covered up for you. I'm just saying. We got to prepare for this because you prepare in advance, put together a plan, you'll be fine. If not, you're going to see your cash flying out the door.
All right. Anybody else got their wife pregnant, go see Ted at Oxygen Financial.
And also, remember, coupons are your best friend.
Oh, and Amazon Prime. By the way, they have a family discount, 20% on everything, diapers now. So if you sign up for Prime, you get an additional discount under Amazon Family. Good thing to sign up for now as you start buying stuff.
Didn't you say that you're just going to let the kid crap his pants because it'd be funny?
Yeah. You weren't supposed to say that on air, though.
Sorry. You're like, you know how many likes and shares I'll get off of that?
Yeah, you're a good friend.
How can people find you, Ted Jenkins?
Well, if you don't have a college education plan, I found there are 10 mistakes that parents make. Go to oxygenfinancial.net right now. We'll give you the free guide on the 10 top college planning mistakes that parents make. Go to oxygenfinancial.net.